Now, you just think of that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we hear a lot of this today, and this is to prejudice. We hear a lot about mental divorce. What do they mean by mental divorce? Nobody believes that you can just think away a wife or a husband. No. Let me tell you something. Marriage is mental. All I know are vows. They're external action. And divorce is mental. Though there are procedures that differ from culture to culture, and it may be that there's nothing you can do as far as legal action or the legal aspect of it or the culture aspect. The Lord gives the innocent party the right to remarry. I'm talking about an innocent, scriptural, faithful spouse may put away before God, if you can't do it at the courthouse, and let him know that he's being put away, and let others know why he's being put away for fornication, and that innocent party has a right to remarry. But we hear about this mental stuff. Everything we do before God, all duties that the Lord enjoins upon us, neighbor, are mental in nature. Yeah, they're external expressions and actions. But Paul said that he served the Lord with his spirit in Romans 1, verse 9. He said, God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. Now, everything we do to God, we do with the spirit, from the heart. Now, there are acts, of course, but we sing from the heart, Ephesians 5:19. We give purpose in our heart, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. We observe the Lord's Supper from our heart. Let a man examine himself, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. We worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. And marriage is from the heart, and divorce is from the heart, ladies and gentlemen. So this mental divorce stuff, leaving the impression that you just take away a mate. Nobody teaches that or espouses that. Then here is the second putting away. Now that's being bandied around. Yeah, they have a second putting away. Well, no. Here's the fornicator. Here's the guilty party. He goes over to the courthouse and files for divorce, and it goes through. He gets a divorce decree. And here's the innocent party. And then may she remarry. Well, she can dismiss him. That's what put away apoluo in Matthew 19:9, Matthew 5:32, and other places means a putting away, a dismissal from the house, a repudiation. Now, that's what Thayer's Greek English Lexicon says on page 66 under the word apoluo. Now, may she dismiss him? Now, I'm talking about the courthouse. May she dismiss him, the innocent party, and marry somebody else? Indeed, she may. She has, the innocent party, has one putting away, neighbor, that this theory today, which is false in nature, does not allow. Yeah, here's the guilty party goes and uses the civil law to dismiss his wife or divorce his wife, but she can't use the law of God to do what Jesus allows her or him to do, the innocent party. That's nonsense. Now, this second putting away, you know, I've heard that about second baptism. You baptize the first time, then baptize again the second baptism. No, it's just the first one. That's the one. For the right purpose. Or there's a second supper. And we don't believe in Sunday night communion because that's a second supper. Well, it's not a second supper for those who are eating it. It's just the one, don't you see? And a second withdrawal. Here's a brother withdraws himself from a congregation. So the congregation cannot withdraw, or that'd be a second withdrawal. Not so. The congregation has responsibility, and it'd be doing its job in withdrawing, and that'd be a one withdrawal as far as it goes. And the same thing is true with this divorce, ladies and gentlemen, the right of the innocent party to put away the guilty party and remarry again. Well, there's all kinds of things that have been said and bandied around today, but I want to tell you, when you get back to the New Testament, the Bible teaches that a man and woman are married for life. And if they don't want to live together and some reason something happens and they decide, well, we're going to get a divorce. No adultery's involved. None at all. then neither one of them has a right to remarry. 1 Corinthians 7, verses 10 and 11 plainly teach that. Let him remain unmarried. A woman who leaves her husband and she gets a divorce. That's what is involved in leaving, 1 Corinthians 7, 10. And let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not a man put away, a husband put away his wife. That's what Paul said. He doesn't address fornication, 1 Corinthians 7. Fornication isn't addressed in Luke 16, verse 18. And a woman who's been put away is a woman where fornication isn't involved. And obviously, if she marries again, she commits fornication. That's so simple that a child can see that, neighbor. And we're disturbing the church by preachers who fail to see it and impose it upon the people of God. And meetings are canceled. There's one the other day there in North Alabama, meeting canceled. Preacher fired. Good man. He didn't preach on it, didn't deal with it. But a question was asked in the Bible class, and he gave his conviction on it, and he said, we can't put up with that. This is what's going on. And it just risen the last few years. We didn't have any trouble like that. There's some men started forcing this. But here's causes of church trouble. We could also mention unscrupulous preachers. We can mention the lack of discipline causes trouble in the church. A lack of leadership is another thing. There's all kinds of reasons. Contentious disposition. Some brethren you can't satisfy. They can't exist if there's not a fuss going on. They don't like peace, and they just make mountains out of every molehill, and they get it going, and hence there's dissension and maybe division in the body of Christ. You know, the Bible teaches that the servant of God should not strive, be quarrelsome, but be gentle to all men. 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. But we have all these things that happen in the church, and people become discouraged, and they leave, they quit, or they go to some denominational church because brethren can't get along. Shame on us for not being able to get along as the people of God. And there's some things we never can settle, my friend, and there needs to be toleration and understanding with one another. Well, my time's about come and gone. We appreciate so much you tuning in. If you want to call me, my number is 270. That's the area code, 270-237-9514. 270-237-9514. Or you can write the Beach Creek Church of Christ, and that address will be given as we go off the air tonight. And we'd be delighted to hear from you. Have a very good evening, and may the Lord richly bless you, and join us again next Sunday night at this same time.